a vet talk this evening about a woman who came to a party, that dinner party that the Lord Jesus was at, and she came in and her tears washed his feet, and she dried them with her hair, and she had with her an alabaster jar of perfume, very, very expensive, and she opened it and she poured it on the Lord Jesus Christ, and the perfume of it filled the whole house. Everybody was astounded. Everybody was shocked. She did that because she loved Jesus with all her heart. Why do you think that was? Well, the answer lies for us in the thought processes and the prejudices of Simon the Pharisee. He was the man who was holding the party, and when he saw what was happening, he was shocked and aghast that Jesus would allow this sinful woman to touch him. This woman worked in the night. She had a very public and yet hidden lifestyle, and her life was not respectable, certainly not sinless in any way whatsoever. And Simon thought, well, surely if Jesus is the Son of God, and if he's holy, he should stay away from such people. So Simon, obviously, on the other side of that coin, thought that he was good enough. Jesus was good enough to come to his house, but he certainly should have nothing to do with this woman. And he was very shocked that Jesus allowed this woman to touch him. Jesus was getting his dinner for free that evening, and that was good enough, wasn't it? Why was this horrible woman making such a scene in the house? And Jesus allows it. Well, Jesus knew the thoughts of Simon the Pharisee. And he turned to Simon and he told him a story, short story. He said, there were two men who owed money to the moneylender. Let's say it was Wonga. That's the moneylender. It's very popular at the moment. Wonga lent these two men money. One borrowed £10, the other borrowed £10,000. So one had a little amount, which was quite easy to pay back, and the other was a huge amount, which with the interest would have been almost impossible to pay back. And this is where the story is not real, because Wonga lets them off. Wonga will never let you off. But for want of this story, Wonga decides to let the man off the £10 and the man off the £10,000. So Jesus said to Simon, which man loves Wonga the most? The £10,000 debt man or the £10 man? And Simon got it straight away. He said, of course, it's the £10,000, the man who owes £10,000. Well, why would he love Wonga the most? Because he owed the most. You see, Simon thinks he has very few sins because he is a Pharisee. And this woman has many sins, and she knows them all, and everybody else knows them too. They're in her memory, and in the memories of the people in the neighbourhood, and sometimes a reminder of what she is. Her sins are all out in the open, and all these religious people at the dinner know all about her. She's come to Jesus at this particular time because she adores him. She loves him with all her heart because she has been forgiven. She loves Jesus with all her heart because he has forgiven her so much. And this is very obvious what she does. She worships Jesus. She gives him this valuable present of the box of perfume. This box of perfume would have been worth thousands and thousands of pounds. She would have saved up her money and bought this treasure so that it would be a pension for her when she got old and she couldn't work anymore. And here she is, as it were, wasting it by pouring it all over Jesus. Her love for Jesus is clear, just like her sins. Yet people don't accept her. They still look down on her. But as far as Jesus is concerned, she is completely forgiven because she believes in him. Jesus tells her that, your sins are forgiven. And the people are amazed that Jesus can forgive sins. They did not believe. They did not really know or believe who he is. They were religious. Their hearts were stone cold. This one was regarded as too sinful to go to church. But these religious men went there and read the truth, yet they remained cold. They did not seek forgiveness because they thought they were good enough. They thought that they were on a higher level than others. But Jesus tells the woman, your faith has saved you. And this is the key. When we repent of our sins, whatever they have been, and put our trust in Jesus and what he has done for us, we're completely forgiven. We actually become holy people. We're not unclean any longer. Jesus makes us clean because he takes our sin away. And this is, he offers this to anyone who wants it, not just a few people. We can know Jesus and love him with all our hearts if we come and put our belief in him and give him our lives.